Buddha, or Buddha Gautama, also known as Shakyamuni Buddha, was a great spiritual master from ancient India. Born as Prince Siddhartha Gautama in 5th century BC, he would have naturally inherited the vast wealth of a kingdom. However, the prince one day left the palace life in search of spiritual knowledge. After years of contemplative seeking, the Buddha attained enlightenment under the Bodhi tree. He then shared the merits of his practice by providing a method for other sentient beings to be freed from the cycle of death and rebirth. The rich treasury of Buddha's spiritual teachings on universal truths are studied and revered to this day for their deep wisdom and compassion. Today we would like to share with you the sage teachings of the Buddha in the Holy Tipitaka, excerpted from the Mula Pariyaya Sutta, or the root sequence.
I have heard that on one occasion the Buddha was staying at Utkata in the shade of a royal sal tree in the very blessed grove. There he addressed the monks.
Monks?
Yes, Lord, the monks responded. The Blessed One said,
Monks, I will teach you the root sequence of all phenomena. Listen and pay close attention. I will speak.
As you say, sir, they responded. The Buddha said,
There is the case, monks, where an uninstructed ordinary person, who has no regard for noble ones, is not well versed or disciplined in their Dharma, who has no regard for men of integrity, is not well versed or disciplined in their Dharma, perceives earth as earth. Perceiving earth as earth, he conceives things about earth, he conceives things in earth, he conceives things coming out of earth. He conceives earth as mine. He delights in earth. Why is that? Because he has not comprehended it, I tell you. He perceives water as water, fire as fire, wind as wind, beings as beings, gods as gods, Pajapati as Pajapati, Brahma as Brahma, the luminous gods as luminous gods, the gods of refulgent glory as gods of refulgent glory, the gods of abundant fruit as the gods of abundant fruit, the great being as the great being, the dimension of the infinitude of space as the dimension of the infinitude of space, the dimension of the infinitude of consciousness as the dimension of the infinitude of consciousness, the dimension of nothingness as the dimension of nothingness, the dimension of neither perception nor non-perception as the dimension of neither perception nor non-perception, the seen as the seen, the heard as the heard, the sensed as the sensed, the cognized as the cognized, singleness as singleness, multiplicity as multiplicity, the all as the all.
He perceives nirvana as nirvana. Perceiving nirvana as nirvana, he conceives things about nirvana. He conceives things in nirvana. He conceives things coming out of nirvana. He conceives nirvana as mine. He delights in nirvana. Why is that? Because he has not comprehended it, I tell you. A monk who is a trainee, yearning for the unexcelled relief from bondage, his aspirations as yet unfulfilled, directly knows earth as earth. Directly knowing earth as earth, let him not conceive things about earth. Let him not conceive things in earth. Let him not conceive things coming out of earth. Let him not conceive earth as mine. Let him not delight in earth. Why is that? So that he may comprehend it, I tell you.
He directly knows water as water, fire as fire, wind as wind, beings as beings, gods as gods, Pajapati as Pajapati, Brahma as Brahma, the luminous gods as luminous gods, the gods of refulgent glory as gods of refulgent glory, the gods of abundant fruit as the gods of abundant fruit, the great being as the great being, the dimension of the infinitude of space as the dimension of the infinitude of space, the dimension of the infinitude of consciousness as the dimension of the infinitude of consciousness, the dimension of nothingness as the dimension of nothingness, the dimension of neither perception nor non-perception as the dimension of neither perception nor non-perception, the seen as the seen, the heard as the heard, the sensed as the sensed, the cognized as the cognized, singleness as singleness, multiplicity as multiplicity, the all as the all.
He directly knows Nirvana as Nirvana. Directly knowing Nirvana as Nirvana, let him not conceive things about Nirvana, let him not conceive things in Nirvana, let him not conceive things coming out of Nirvana, let him not conceive Nirvana as mine, let him not delight in Nirvana. Why is that? So that he may comprehend it, I tell you.
A monk who is a worthy one, devoid of mental fermentations, who has attained completion, finished the task, laid down the burden, attained the true goal, destroyed the fetters of becoming, and is released through right knowledge, directly knows earth as earth. Directly knowing earth as earth, he does not conceive things about earth, does not conceive things in earth, does not conceive things coming out of earth, does not conceive earth as mine, does not delight in earth. Why is that? Because he has comprehended it, I tell you.
He directly knows water as water, fire as fire, wind as wind, beings as beings, gods as gods, Pajapati as Pajapati, Brahma as Brahma, the luminous gods as luminous gods, the gods of refulgent glory as gods of refulgent glory, the gods of abundant fruit as the gods of abundant fruit, the great being as the great being, the dimension of the infinitude of space as the dimension of the infinitude of space, the dimension of the infinitude of consciousness as the dimension of the infinitude of consciousness, the dimension of nothingness as the dimension of nothingness, the dimension of neither perception nor non-perception as the dimension of neither perception nor non-perception, the seen as the seen, the heard as the heard, the sensed as the sensed, the cognized as the cognized, singleness as singleness, multiplicity as multiplicity, the all as the all.
He directly knows Nirvana as Nirvana. Directly knowing Nirvana as Nirvana, he does not conceive things about Nirvana, does not conceive things in Nirvana, does not conceive things coming out of Nirvana, does not conceive Nirvana as mine, does not delight in Nirvana. Why is that? Because he has comprehended it, I tell you.
A monk who is a worthy one, devoid of mental fermentations, directly knows earth as earth. Directly knowing earth as earth, he does not conceive things about earth, does not conceive things in earth, does not conceive things coming out of earth, does not conceive earth as mine, does not delight in earth. Why is that? Because with the ending of passion, he is devoid of passion, I tell you. He directly knows water as water, the all as the all.
He directly knows Nirvana as Nirvana. Directly knowing Nirvana as Nirvana, he does not conceive things about Nirvana, does not conceive things in Nirvana, does not conceive things coming out of Nirvana, does not conceive Nirvana as mine, does not delight in Nirvana. Why is that? Because with the ending of passion, he is devoid of passion, I tell you. A monk who is a worthy one, devoid of mental fermentations, directly knows earth as earth. Directly knowing earth as earth, he does not conceive things about earth, does not conceive things in earth, does not conceive things coming out of earth, does not conceive earth as mine, does not delight in earth. Why is that? Because with the ending of aversion, he is devoid of aversion, I tell you. He directly knows water as water, the all as the all.
He directly knows nirvana as nirvana. Directly knowing nirvana as nirvana, he does not conceive things about nirvana, does not conceive things in nirvana, does not conceive things coming out of nirvana, does not conceive nirvana as mine, does not delight in nirvana. Why is that? Because with the ending of aversion, he is devoid of aversion, I tell you. A monk who is a worthy one, devoid of mental fermentations, directly knows earth as earth. Directly knowing earth as earth, he does not conceive things about earth, does not conceive things in earth, does not conceive things coming out of earth, does not conceive earth as mine, does not delight in earth. Why is that? Because with the ending of delusion, he is devoid of delusion, I tell you.
He directly knows water as water, the all as the all. He directly knows nirvana as nirvana. Directly knowing nirvana as nirvana, he does not conceive things about nirvana, does not conceive things in nirvana, does not conceive things coming out of nirvana, does not conceive nirvana as mine, does not delight in nirvana. Why is that? Because with the ending of delusion, he is devoid of delusion, I tell you.
The Tathagata, a worthy one, rightly self-awakened, directly knows earth as earth. Directly knowing earth as earth, he does not conceive things about earth, does not conceive things in earth, does not conceive things coming out of earth, does not conceive earth as mine, does not delight in earth. Why is that? Because the Tathagata has comprehended it to the end, I tell you.
He directly knows water as water, fire as fire, wind as wind, beings as beings, gods as gods, Pajapati as Pajapati, Brahma as Brahma, the luminous gods as luminous gods, the gods of refulgent glory as gods of refulgent glory, the gods of abundant fruit as the gods of abundant fruit, the great being as the great being, the dimension of the infinitude of space as the dimension of the infinitude of space, the dimension of the infinitude of consciousness as the dimension of the infinitude of consciousness, the dimension of nothingness as the dimension of nothingness, the dimension of neither perception nor non-perception as the dimension of neither perception nor non-perception, the seen as the seen, the heard as the heard, the sensed as the sensed, the cognized as the cognized, singleness as singleness, multiplicity as multiplicity, the all as the all.
He directly knows nirvana as nirvana. Directly knowing nirvana as nirvana, he does not conceive things about nirvana, does not conceive things in nirvana, does not conceive things coming out of nirvana, does not conceive nirvana as mine, does not delight in nirvana. Why is that? Because the Tathagata has comprehended it to the end, I tell you.
The Tathagata, a worthy one, rightly self-awakened, directly knows earth as earth. Directly knowing earth as earth, he does not conceive things about earth, does not conceive things in earth, does not conceive things coming out of earth, does not conceive earth as mine, does not delight in earth. Why is that? Because he has known that delight is the root of suffering and stress, that from coming into being there is birth, and that for what has come into being there is aging and death. Therefore, with the total ending, fading away, cessation, letting go, relinquishment of craving, the Tathagata has totally awakened to the unexcelled right self-awakening, I tell you. He directly knows water as water, the all as the all.
He directly knows nirvana as nirvana. Directly knowing nirvana as nirvana, he does not conceive things about nirvana, does not conceive things in nirvana, does not conceive things coming out of nirvana, does not conceive nirvana as mine, does not delight in nirvana. Why is that? Because he has known that delight is the root of suffering and stress, that from coming into being there is birth, and that for what has come into being there is aging and death. Therefore, with the total ending, fading away, cessation, letting go, relinquishment of craving, the Tathagata is totally awakened to the unexcelled right self-awakening, I tell you. That is what the Blessed One said.
We thank you for your company today for Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Planet Earth, our loving home, is up next after noteworthy news. May all your noble dreams come true.